May we rise to show honor to the Torah. Lizot HaTorah. Torah Moses placed before the people of Israel to fulfill the word of God. Torah, 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 Ziva, Manu, Moshe. For our Haftarah this morning, which can be found on page 198 and 99, it is my privilege to welcome Donna Corney to bless the Haftarah and Glenn and Susan Simpson to read the Haftarah for us.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher bachar min v'im tovim v'ratzah v'divrehem ha-ne'emarim be'emet. Baruch atah Adonai habocher b'torah Uv Moshe avdo, uv Yisrael amo, uv Yivye ha'emet v'tzedek.
Seek the Lord while there is yet time. Cry out while God is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, those bent on evil their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord who will show them mercy, to our God who will graciously pardon.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, say the Lord. But as the heavens are high above the earth, so are my ways high above your ways, and my thoughts above yours. For as rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return until they have watered the earth, making it blossom and bear fruit, giving you seed to sow and bread to eat, so shall the word that comes from my mouth prevail. It shall not return to me empty, without having accomplished its purpose or having succeeded in its mission.
You shall then go out with joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills shall burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Fir trees shall grow instead of thorns, myrtles instead of briars. These shall stand as a testimony to the Lord, as a sign forever that shall not perish.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, tzur kol haolamim, tzadik b'chol hadarot, ha'el ha'nemar. devarav emet vatzedek. Al hatorah ve'al havodah ve'al hanbim ve'al yom hazikaron hazeh. Shana tata lanu Adonai Eloheinu lechavod ol tifaret. Al hakol Adonai Eloheinu anachnu modim lach. Umvarchim otach yitbarach shimcha b'fi kol chai tamid la'olam va'ed u'dvar emet v'kayam la'ad. Baruch atah Adonai melech al kol ha'aretz mekadesh Yisrael v'yom ha'zikaron. Amen.
And now we prepare to hear the shofar on page 208. Uvechodesh hashvi'i be'echad lechodesh mikra kodesh yiyeh lachem. Kol melechet avodah lo ta'asu. Yom tru'ah yiyeh lachem. In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, there shall be a sacred assembly, a cessation from work, a day of commemoration proclaimed by the sound of the shofar. Hear now the shofar, acclaim the world's creation, and now recall Isaac's awesome trial. Hear now the shofar, you who stand at Sinai, and now proclaim the rule of Israel's God. Hear now the call and turn in true repentance, and now affirm the triumph of good. We are made in the divine image. We are the house of Israel, a kingdom of priests, a holy people. Know then the sound. Discover its meaning.
In a moment, we will start the Malchuyot section with Aleinu, one of the more impressive and liturgically powerful moments of the entire Rosh Hashanah service, where we declare God's sovereignty, power over the universe, and we prepare to be awakened by the blast of the shofar. The Aleinu, as we know it, came from the Rosh Hashanah service. It first appeared in this exact location. So it is chanted here and called the Great Aleinu, Aleinu HaGadol. Traditional communities, even when they bow, Va'anachnu Korim, will bow all the way until they are lying on the ground for this moment of Rosh Hashanah, to say that we recognize the greatness of God's power, the most important Aleinu of all of the year. So we will not be laying on the ground, but feel free to bow at Va'anachnu Korim to really elevate this moment of Aleinu before we hear the great blast of the shofar.
So we will read together at the top of page 209 a paragraph that Cantor Bach said she remembers from her childhood as preparation. So we'll read it together. Awake, you sleepers, from your sleep. Rouse yourselves, you slumberers, out of your slumber. Examine your deeds and turn to God in repentance. Remember your Creator, you who are caught up in the daily round, losing sight of eternal truth. You who are wasting your years in vain pursuits that neither profit nor save. Look closely at yourselves. Improve your ways and your deeds. Abandon your evil ways, your unworthy schemes, every one of you. Please rise.
Shamayim imam.
You may be seated. God of space and time, yours is the word that laid the foundations of the world. By your command it went forth to the seas. Thus far shall you come, but no further, and here shall your proud waves be stayed. When the morning stars sang together and the hosts of heaven shouted for joy, then your creative word made the light to break through the darkness and life to issue forth from the marriage of heaven and earth. And as you shaped all things from the beginning, so do you rule and sustain them day by day. You are infinite spirit, giving all things their form. Amid the ebb and flow of the ages, only you abide unchanged. Yours is the kingdom, and your dominion will endure forever. Page 211. Baruch ata Adonai melech al kol ha'aretz, mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. Together, blessed is the eternal God, ruler of all the world, for the holiness of the house of Israel and the day of remembrance.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam Asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lishmoa kol shofar. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehecheyanu v'kiyamanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh.
Blessed is the Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who hallows us with mitzvot and calls us to hear the sound of the shofar. Blessed is the Lord our God, ruler of the universe, for giving us life, for sustaining us, and for enabling us to reach this season. Tikiyah, shivarim, teruah, tikiyah. Shivarim Tikiya. Tikiya Teruah Tikiya. God of all lands and ages, the ground under our feet is holy. The light that shines for us is yours. The world glows with your presence. You are just beyond the horizon of the mind, a vision new to us yet seen before, like a memory of the future, a promise already kept. We remember Abraham and Isaac walking together toward their mountain, Jacob dreaming of a ladder to link heaven and earth, Moses turning aside to look at the common bush burning with a divine flame, David dancing before the ark of your covenant, a shepherd prophet roaring your word like a lion, the days and years of our own lives, a search for light in a dark and dusty time. And we remember a rainbow. We remember the prophets whose vision will not grow dim. We remember the sages for whom goodness was daily bread. As we remember, we affirm the heritage that gives our life its worth. We remember what you mean to us as signs appear when paths diverge. We remember what you mean to us when empty days are now fulfilled. We remember what you mean to us now together. We have endured hope's touch in the dark wood through which we walk. Lord, your love is everlasting to those who revere you. Your righteousness continues to children's children, to those who keep your covenant, who remember your commandments and do them. Never will I forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I remember your kindnesses, Lord, your great goodness to the house of Israel. You remember your covenant, the pledge you gave for 1,000 generations. The Lord your God is a God of compassion who will not forget the sworn covenant with your fathers and mothers. I remember your ordinances from of old, O Lord, and I am comforted. I will meditate on your precepts and keep your ways before my eyes. I will find joy in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Justice, justice shall you follow, that you may live. Let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness is a mighty stream. Baruch atah Adonai, Zocher HaBrit. Blessed is the eternal God who remembers the covenant. Tikia Shivarim Turua Tikia. Tikia Shivarim Tikia. Tikia Turua Tikia. We read together. Now we call to mind the great moment when Israel stood at Sinai and heard the voice of the shofar. There our people entered into your covenant to be your witness to the world. From there they went forth to proclaim the laws by which the free may live and the enslaved find hope. That covenant we renew when we hear the sound of the shofar. From that day to this have we, a people acquainted with miracle and disaster, encountered you again and again on the path of our life. And you are present, O Eternal One, not on peaks of vision alone. At any moment we may turn and find you. The whisper of a thought, the most humble touch of being, may lead us to you. So endlessly revealed amid your concealments, you stand awaiting our search to lead us with many a fall upward to heights we tremble to climb. All this we hear when the voice of the shofar, stranger amongst sounds, is heard. And that shofar sound heralds yet another day, whose promise is our hope. Then shall begin the time of peace of which we dream. A world of truth shall be revealed to us, and together we shall rejoice in the kingdom of God. Distant the goal, at times it fades from sight. For we are free, free to love, free to build the kingdom, free to hate, free to tear it down, and yet the dream is not forgotten. The vision does not fail. It is the meaning of our lives. Come what may, we shall hold fast to it. And even when the hope seems lost, we shall say, the kingdom of heaven could begin today.
But hearken to God's voice.
We continue responsively. The great trumpet will sound and summon us to serve under your banner of truth, of purity, and of peace. On that day, the great shofar shall be sounded. You shall cause the shofar to be sounded and proclaim liberty throughout the earth to all its inhabitants. Happy is the people that knows the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of your presence. And it shall be said on that day, this is our God for whom we wait, whose deliverance we await in hope. This is the Lord for whom we have waited, in whose deliverance we shall rejoice and be glad. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill made low. The uneven ground shall be made level, and the rough places a plain. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and untied all shall see. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth, sing aloud, shout praise. with trumpet sound and shofar blast, acclaim the sovereign God. Baruch ata Adonai shomea kol tzurat amo Yisrael berachamim. We praise you, the merciful God, who hearkens to the sound of the shofar. Tikiya shivarim churua tikiya. Tikiya shivarim tikiya. Tikiya Trua Tikiya Gedola.
Page 218. Lord, we pray to you for the whole house of Israel scattered over the earth, yet bound together by a common history and united by a common heritage of faith and hope. Be with our brothers and sisters whose lives are made hard because they are Jews. Give them strength to endure and lead them soon from bondage to freedom, from darkness to light. Bless this holy congregation and all who serve it, together with all other holy congregations in all lands near and far. Uphold us, shield us, and bestow upon us abundant life and health and peace and happiness. Bring to fulfillment the blessing of Moses. The Lord your God make you 1,000 times as many as you are, and bless you as he has promised you. Amen. O God, send your healing to the sick, your comfort to all who are in pain or anxiety, your tender love to the sorrowing hearts among us. Be their refuge through their time of trial as they pass from weakness to strength, from suffering to consolation, from lonely fear to the courage of faith. Amen. We pray for all who hold positions of leadership and responsibility in our national life. Your blessing rest upon them and make them responsive to your will, so that our nation may be to the world an example of justice and compassion. Deepen our love for our country and our desire to serve it. Strengthen our power of self-sacrifice for our nation's welfare. Teach us to uphold its good name by our own right conduct. Cause us to clearly see that the well-being of our nation is in the hands of all its citizens. Imbue us with zeal for the cause of liberty in our own land and in all lands. And help us always to keep our homes safe from affliction, strife, and war. Amen. We pray for the land of Israel and its people. May its borders know peace, its inhabitants tranquility, and may the bonds of faith and fate which unite the Jews of all lands be a source of strength to Israel and to us all. God of all lands and ages, answer our constant prayer with a Zion once more aglow with light for us and for all the world, and let us say, Amen. We return the Torah to the Ark as we turn to page 220.
Yehallelu et shem Adonai ki nisgav shemo levado. Let us praise the name of the Lord, whose name alone is exalted.
Ayarem The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The teaching of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart.
The mitzvah of the Lord is clear,
the word of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and altogether just. Behold, a good doctrine has been given you. Do not forsake it. It is a tree of life to those who hold it fast, and all who cling to it find happiness. Its ways are ways of pleasantness, and all its paths are peace.
Etz Chaim hi lema.
You may be seated. I was not sitting on a folding chair in a crumbling college auditorium in Syracuse, watching a long succession of PowerPoint presentations about river cleanups and plastic recycling plants and energy recovering from decaying food waste for the purpose of personal inspiration. I was there to be a good mommy, but I ended up with some inspiration as a bonus. My younger daughter wanted me to fly up this past April to see her present her senior capstone project for her environmental resources engineering degree, and of course, I obliged. The college students, wearing their best interview clothes, took turns offering, somewhat nervously but very impressively, their well-researched group proposals for real environmental projects. It was a long afternoon, but then when everyone was done, it was time for a special ceremony. The department chairman got up to thank the students, their advisors, and the families, and then proceeded to explain what would follow. A ceremony to induct each senior into the Order of the Engineer. This order has no dues or meetings, but being in the order means that you are officially part of the field of engineering, with all the privileges and responsibilities that go along with it. And along with your certificate, you receive a small stainless steel pinky ring that you are invited to wear throughout your career. This pinky ring is the sign of a trained engineer. It looks a bit like a wedding ring. And, as my daughter captioned her Instagram photo of her new professional accessory, she said yes to engineering. It was, of course, a very joyous occasion, but what really touched my heart, besides my little baby about to graduate from college, was the very specific reason for the symbol of the steel ring. The story goes back to a very hot August day in 1907 in Quebec City, Canada. A man named Beauvais was driving a rivet into a wrought iron bridge being built over the St. Lawrence River. Its designer was a prominent engineer whose previous very high-profile projects included the Second Avenue Bridge in New York City. This Canadian bridge would have the distinction of being the largest and longest bridge of its kind in the world, and many eyes were upon it. What the 86 people working on bridge construction that morning did not know was that a combination of personal egos, a desire to cut costs to increase profits, poor judgment, and lack of professionalism had all come together to design a bridge that could not hold. Beauvais drove his rivet into the bridge and noticed something odd. A rivet he had secured into the side of the bridge only an hour earlier was now split clean in half. Why was it breaking apart? He started to call his foreman over to take a look. But before he was able to get his foreman's name out of his mouth, a huge explosive noise filled the air. It was so loud and reverberating that the people in the city of Quebec, 6 miles away, thought an earthquake was happening. The entire structure and everyone working on it crashed to the bottom of the river. It would have been a very sad day if one or two people had died as a result of human carelessness. But of the 86 people working on the bridge, 75 of them died that morning. A structure and 75 families left forever broken. As everyone looked back on what had happened to lead up to that tragic day, they found a string of sloppiness, of not living up to engineering standards, of people looking the other way or not caring, of everyone thinking, it's somebody else's problem if the bridge design isn't properly calculated. It is said that some of the piping was sawed into slices and given to engineering students after the disaster. Maybe looking something like this. There we go, in the camera. Yeah. Maybe looking something like this to remind them of the enormous consequences of not taking their professional responsibilities seriously. Put this here. And from this symbolic act came the idea for the ring ceremony. The first one was at the University of Toronto in 1925. Some say the first engineering rings were actually crafted of metal from the wreckage of the St. Lawrence River Bridge. In that day and ours, it is a reminder that the difference between inattention to building solid bridges and taking that responsibility seriously is the difference between death and life. On this Rosh Hashanah, on this day tradition calls Hayom Harat Olam, the day the world is created anew, built anew, we need to understand that the well-being of our world depends upon the strength of our bridges, not simply our physical bridges, but the bridges that connect each of us to others, those who are like us and those very different from us. It is not only engineers who are called to the life-preserving work of building bridges solidly, responsibly, and well. We are Jews, and our history teaches us terrible lessons about times when people do not feel bridged with and connected to others of different religions or cultures. Among our own people, one only need go back as far as World War II and the Holocaust to see the costs of societies and countries that do not teach and live the key value that every human being is the keeper, the protector of his or her neighbor. That every one of us is responsible for solidly fastening together our society. A ring like this one reminds engineers that lack of concern and responsibility and hard work can kill. What reminds each of us of our sacred call to build solid bridges of understanding among one another? We may see news reports of violence or hatred against religious or racial or cultural minorities and have a visual reminder of the consequences of a world divided by the chasm of us versus them. Some may have pictures or family mementos from generations past who were affected by religious or cultural or racial persecution. And this serves as a current reminder of never again. Our tradition teaches from its early history that a world of peace, a world of safety, doesn't just happen. We have to carefully build it. A well-known piece of Talmud, the end of the section called Brachot, or Blessings, contains a discussion of a line from the biblical book of Isaiah, from Isaiah 54. All your children, banaich, shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of banaich, of your children. Rabbi Hanina suggests, don't read this biblical line as banaich, as your children will be taught and have peace. Read it with a tiny change. Bonaich, your builders will be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of those who build it. Peace is not something that passively happens. Peace will be created as humanity connects itself purposefully and carefully. Jews are B'nai Shalom, children of peace, but only through being B'nai Shalom, builders of that peace. How? By taking the godly values that we learn from our tradition and applying them to our everyday life, building solid bridges, one human connection at a time. This upcoming 10-day period, sometimes called the Days of Awe, the days bridging Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, is a time for us to reflect, considering what changes we might make in the year ahead that will make a difference within ourselves, within our families, our communities, our society at large. One change you might want to consider is going an extra step to reach out in friendship, acceptance, and respect to someone new or someone who is part of a community unknown to you. Smile or say hello to someone who appears different from you. Show open and friendly curiosity about someone else's differences rather than fear or anger. Spend a few minutes imagining the world through a different pair of eyes. Through the eyes of someone with a different life experience. Learn something interesting about a different religious or cultural group. Support organizations that work to build peace and understanding. Don't make assumptions about people based on how they appear. Give people the benefit of the doubt. There is a new addition to our 8th and 9th grade YES program this year. Our YES students, just beginning their post-B'nai Mitzvah Jewish adulthood, will be visiting a Sikh temple and a mosque. This is an additional component to a program that already includes a semester, ably taught by Gary Perlin, about Christianity, the religious faith our young people most often encounter in their daily lives. Your rabbis and teachers have chosen to integrate all of this knowledge about other religions into our children's Jewish educations because we know that being a good Jew is not about living life in a bubble. It starts with having a solid foundation in our tradition and living it wisely, well, and peacefully in a world of many cultures. And this is not easy. It takes conscious effort and at times doing or saying things to build those social bridges that take us outside of our familiar, comfortable territory. Hayom Harat Olam. This is the day of the world's birth, the world's creation. Our tradition compares God creating the world as a home for people and other living things to the Torah stories about the Israelites building the Mishkan, the holy tabernacle that the people built and carried through the desert to feel God's presence with them as they traveled. There are only 34 verses in the Torah describing God's creation of our world, the home God made for us. But it takes hundreds of Torah verses to describe the process of our building the Mishkan, the home we made for God. The Torah text seems to suggest that it is easier for God to create a home for humanity than it is for humanity to create a home worthy of God. At the outset of a new year, let us each pledge ourselves to do what we can to build a world worthy of godly values. The Hasidic Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav taught, Kol ha'ulam kulo gesher tzar ma'od. The whole world is a very narrow bridge. It is only as strong as the connections of compassion and respect we forge with one another. May we make choices in the year ahead that show that we understand the consequences of shoddy societal construction. Choices that help build a world in which each of us sees God in the eyes of others, regardless of background, ethnicity, age, health, sexual orientation, religion, gender. The strength of our Gesher Tzar, our narrow bridge, is in our hands. Ken Yehi Ratzon, may this be God's will.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. From a distance, it's the voice of every man. From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is in need. There are no guns, no bombs, no diseases, no hope. distance. From a distance, you look like my friend, even though we are at war. From a distance,
our concluding prayers this Rosh Hashanah morning begin on page 222 as we rise for Aleinu. We completed grief support group on Sunday night. And one of the things I discussed in group on Sunday was that what makes me proud to be Jewish in the world of grief is that we don't forget. Some of you come into our sanctuary this Rosh Hashanah morning feeling broken. Someone you have lost needs to be remembered, because this Rosh Hashanah is different than any other. And the beauty of our tradition is that with all the beautiful music and the blowing of the shofar and the messages of our peoplehood, you sit here and you are missing a loved one. And from a distance and from close up, we see the hole inside you. I want you to know that your temple family knows, and we understand, and we cry with you, and we care. So many losses this year. So many young lives. Every person is precious. So whether you've lost a loved one in recent weeks or months or years ago, we feel your loss with you. For there are only three things all humanity has in common. We are born and we die, and in between, we lose. We all lose. And when we lose a loved one, that loved one resides with us in our memory forever. So know that we care, and know that we notice, and know that we are here with you and for you, even when you don't know that you need us. And so as we approach the Kaddish, we don't read names when it's not Shabbat, but I'd like you all to whisper the names of your loved ones who you wish were right beside you today, right now. Life and death are like mysteries. We journey through a country dimly seen by the uncertain light of thought and feeling, and death is undiscovered territory, a land without report. Yet as we now remember our loved ones who have died, we look ahead with faith and hope. They have faded from our sight, but they live on in God's presence, where nothing good can perish. And the eternal all beauty shines forever. As we turn from thoughts of death to tasks of life, may we, like those who came before us, be builders of God's kingdom, a world of justice and joy. We take into our hearts all those wonderful people we have loved and lost. We also have room in our hearts for all those we did not know who have no one to remember them. We take into our hearts with love each and every cherished soul. We rise for the Kaddish on page 223. Yit gadal, yit kadash, shemei rabah. Bechayechon of Yomechon of Chaye de Chobet Yisrael, Bagala Bisman Karib Vimru Amen. Yehe Shme Rabam Navarach Leolam Amen Amen. Yvarach Vishtabach Vipar Vibramam Vyase. Yetadar Yetalet Yetalash Shmet Bushah Rehu. Leila Miko Birchata Shirata. Tushpachata, Venechamata, Amiran, Bialma, Vimru, Amen. Yehe, Shlomo, Rabba, Nichamaya, Bechanim, Alenu, Bialko, Israel, Vimru, Amen. O se shalom, Vimru, Amen. Uyah, se shalom, Alenu, Bialko, Israel, Vimru, Amen.
Vimru.
Shana Tova. I am David Sherrington, president of Temple B'nai Shalom, and on behalf of the officers and board of directors, I'm so pleased to welcome you here for morning worship. As we worship together on Rosh Hashanah, we have an opportunity to take stock of who we are individually, and who we are as a community. As a community, I often hear our rabbis and our members speak about what type of temple we are. Artists described as a caring community, a welcoming community, an inclusive community, a values-driven temple, a services temple, a singing temple, a learner's temple, a safe place, a sacred space. And I think to each of these and all of these, yes, that describes us well. How do you describe us? For me, I often get the best sense of TBS when a visitor comes to our temple. I can't count how many times I've heard visitors say how much they have enjoyed our services, or even that this is the best service they've ever attended. And each time I hear this, I think to myself how fortunate we are for this beautiful service, but also that there will be another equally engaging service next week and the week after, and so on. What kind of temple are we? We're TBS. We're a very special congregation, unlike any other, that provides a unique place for our members to find what they need in our special Jewish home. Throughout the year, as we enter the doors of TBS, there are a lot of different reasons why you have arrived. Some come to worship, some to study, some to seek community. I'd like to give you some additional reasons to get engaged at TBS, perhaps even in ways you weren't aware were available to you. First, let me mention all the incredible work from our member, Jim Sturm. Jim Sturm, who is chair of the Social Action Committee and facilitator of the Civil Discourse Engagement Series. Now, you can think of TBS as a social action temple, or one that can tackle difficult issues through civil discourse, or both. I encourage our members to get engaged in both of these opportunities, and an enormous thank you to Jim Sturm for bringing so much value to our congregation. Finally, we are a stable temple with a strong sense of who we are. I was speaking to someone the other day about our minhag, our traditions. Where can I get a copy of the minhag, he asked. I had to let him know that it's not something written down, it's just who we are. It is those special things that make us TBS. We have a strong minhag at TBS. We know who we are. During Yom Kippur, I will address the transition we are experiencing moving forward. You have all received a recent update via email from Communications Chair and Third Vice President Steve Krontel about our plans for transition, as well as celebration of Rabbi Perlin's 32 years as our spiritual leader. During Yom Kippur services, I will focus more on the transition we are a part of at TBS, and how we will ensure that our wonderful community, that is TBS, grows and prospers for the next 32 years and beyond. We will have changes at TBS, as we always have, but we have a strong sense of who we are, and therefore the changes come gently and are absorbed into who we are, and they will continue to do so. Let me close with another couple of important words. Thank you. Thank you to our wonderful rabbis for leading us in worship. Thank you to Cantor Box for filling our sanctuary with your beautiful voice and music. And thank you to all the volunteers who helped during the High Holy Days. There are dozens of people who help make these High Holy Days services happen and run smoothly. If you see a volunteer over the High Holy Days, please give them a thank you. And finally, thank you. Thank you to our members for making TBS what it is today. Shana Tova.
Two other words. When you leave today, you will receive bags to feed the hungry for our LCAC Yom Kippur collection from our youth. Thank them for the bags. Take one, fill it to the brim. And also, those of you who are driving in Christchurch's parking lot today, they have preschool going on, and I have promised Pastor John that people will drive slowly and carefully and respectfully. If you're going to take anything from this Rosh Hashanah service, it should be, we don't want to run anybody over. So please take your time. You know, lunch can wait another 5 minutes, but we are so grateful to our partners at Christ Church, and we want to show respect for that partnership. Our closing song this Yom Tov morning can be found on page 225, our traditional Ein Kelohim.
Ein Kelohim.
Rise for the benediction on page 226. And now, at the beginning of a new year, we pray for blessing, the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Amen. The spirit of insight and knowledge. Amen. The spirit of knowledge and reverence. Amen. May we overcome trouble, pain, and sorrow. May our days and years increase. Amen. Yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai Eloheinu velohei avoteinu, shetekadesh aleinu shana tova umetuka. Eternal our God and God of our people, renew us for a very good year ahead. Amen. Amen. Shana tova.
Shana tova.